May 7th, 2010.
RLRD.
Hyatt there, right now. Hey, how are you?
Good, hey, there's, that's Maria, right?
That's Maria, and just come, oh, pull it up the back, and they came to see you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just know.
Hey, Doug, do you want to, I believe you just brought up our reservation request, which is, I have shower dogs, or there's something.
Yeah.
Sleeping crates, and they don't get out of the furniture, she's like, no, she's still on it. Or maybe that's not, is your way or not?
I don't know what, but that's the name of the place.
Oh, it's by the state insurance, it's by.
Right. 19th through the 23rd.
Do you want me to come there? I just don't know whether.
Well, they called you here?
They called me after during the week, but that was just one of the messages. And this is the gentleman that talked the survey, I'm just giving his phone number, because you said.
Okay.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I called me, remember she was in here about the boat.
Yes, and matter of fact, I couldn't find his number right here, here, I don't think he has his number.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, so you know who he belongs to?
No, I couldn't find out, I tried to find.
Okay. Because she just said that they didn't want to do anything about it.
So, we'll take care of it.
Okay, good.
I had a radio.
And she also said she really appreciated that.
They usually watch television with us, or who can help us with the company.
Geez, you know, maybe I ought to go into the business, Joe.
I believe so.
Maybe I ought to go into the business and take on the pets and the kids.
Yes, because I don't do the.
Yeah, I know.
We do on the first floor.
Okay.
They said they could wait, or, okay.
All right, well, let's see what some of them look like. We had two chihuahuas.
Yeah, but they're a lot littler.
They're small, yeah.
Yes.
We got a new neighbor, or new house.
Did you want to sit there?
I don't care, where do you want me to sit?
That's fine.
Okay.
Wherever you feel comfortable.
Okay.
But I'll give you, here's the recorder, I'll show you how to work.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
I can't see without my glasses.
Well, I know that, I mean.
There's record.
Okay.
So if you want to stop, is it recording now?
I don't know, I didn't press record.
Yeah, let me just see on the side.
Sure.
Well, without my glasses, it's terrible, isn't it?
I have to hold everything back.
Yeah. I hit record, and if you want to stop, then you hit record again. Then if you want, then I'll pause it.
Oh, don't press stop, just press done.
Or you could press stop.
Okay.
Or you could hit record again, and then it'll pause it.
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah, I would just.
Am I supposed to stop it for anything in particular, or just keep
no,
going?
No, unless, yeah, I just let it go.
Okay, all right.
Unless we went an executive session.
Okay, an executive session doesn't get recorded?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so that's it, basically.
Okay.
But you'll see it start, you'll see the numbers start to go.
Oh, you know, can I ask you one other question, too? When I was looking at, you know, the, I was listening to this and to write down the minutes for. Remember, you know when you did when the commissioners met with the ad hoc? I just wanted to know who was there. Like, I know all the commissioners were there, right?
Right.
And Joe Miller, the lawyer, was there, right?
Joe Miller.
Were either these two there? That you recall?
I don't think Rhonda was, no, Rhonda wasn't here.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because that's why I taped it.
And would the treasurer been there?
William Zabel, I don't think he was.
I didn't hear his voice, so I don't.
Yeah, I don't think he was here.
Okay, I know Jenny and Dan were there, and I heard Keith.
Keith, right. I think there was only, how many people were here the night we had the eye? I know you two, Keith was here.
When you met with the commissioners for the ad hoc, was it?
Us three.
Okay, and Keith, okay.
And there were two people in the background, I think. Bill Witkoff was here.
Okay, Bill was there, okay.
And Dale Young.
Okay.
I believe that's all that was present that evening. And this fellow here.
I think so, yeah.
We have minutes for that.
Oh, you have minutes for that?
Yeah.
I don't have to,
Oh, okay, because I
didn't know that, we didn't have it. Oh, okay. Fabulous. Can I say copy this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the full set of minutes.
Okay, I didn't realize that you did them.
That's all the minutes from the ad hoc from beginning to end.
You just gave the minutes for the 14th meeting? Yeah.
Well, yeah, this was just stuff I had, but they're all in that book.
I bought mine just in case, but I was taking this out.
Well,
thank you.
I couldn't find the font on my computer, so I get a different font than you guys.
Maybe.
I played for a while, but I just can't find it. We've been playing with all different kinds of materials to put on the board. And I'm doing samples on that. As soon as I make up my mind, I'm going to do the door. Waiting for my shoulder so I can move.
Two letters, four numbers.
That's what held it. Did I save you?
In fact, I got a number from the sheriff's
department. You saved me like a day.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know what? I think they have everything. I think they have everything out. Okay. But thanks. That's great.
I didn't have the sheriff's number. And if that number's incorrect, it's never done.
Well, one of these is wrong because there's only four numbers in those. As far as
that's a secondary before, but I guess it worked.
The sheriff's numbers aren't up on the wall. I thought all of the contact numbers were up on the wall.
It could be.
On this wall over here, conservation energy.
I thought she had a whole poster thing there.
Yeah, Hackett replaced them. And I do have, is it 268-9800? I don't know, it's right there on the top of, Danny, right next to that, on top there, there's a sheriff's thing and there's some handwritten, yep, there's numbers on here.
268-9786.
268-9786.
The main office is 268-9200. I could imagine you could be able to call them and they would.
All right, I'll try that too. Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Everyone, please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't know if everyone knows it. Tonight is basically just a work meeting for the board. And the ad hoc committee, if they want to, you know, they wrote everything up in here and they work with Maggie and Deb on it. So if you have anything that you would like to put into it or explain that we may not understand fully, you can make your comments.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't know, Maggie, what plans did you have? I mean, do you want to go through the book first, or did you want to go through yours and the one that you and Dick proposed?
I just have plans to get something accomplished.
I know, well.
I don't care which one we do first.
Well, we decided, I talked to Debbie and I talked to Doug Biggie, you just came in, so, but we were talking about possibly going until 9:30.
That's, I'm with that.
And then, what we don't, where we leave off, we will just continue on with our next meeting.
Why don't we start with the ad hoc committee?
Before we get going, Nancy Fusco is filling in for Rhonda. We need to be able to access the files, and I would like to make a motion that we get a second set of keys and get those to Nancy, so that she can do the work that we hired her to do.
Where do you intend to get the second set of keys? Do you have to get the first set of keys from Rhonda? That's what I did last time. I drove out to Rhonda's house after she was directed to take them home. Is that the same case this time?
Well, that was the first time she went out. We didn't expect her to go out so quick this time.
Well, that's right, and last time we expected her to go gone.
It's not a problem. I think we should, that be made a motion.
The motion is to create a second set of keys.
Right.
I second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so now we need someone to get the keys.
I don't know where she lives.
I don't know where she lives either, but I could call her and I can get the keys. I'll take it.
Maybe John can, the chair. Did you speak with her, Dave? You tried to call her yesterday? Did you get ahold of her?
I talked to Rhonda. We talked to Rhonda today.
Okay.
Actually, Nancy and myself. Well, I called and then Nancy had a conversation with Rhonda about getting, accessing.
Do you want me to go get the keys from her? Because I have to get some other things from her as well.
Okay, if you...
Why don't we just call her later?
That's fine.
Okay, all right.
That's fine.
What I did last time was I just got a receipt. I gave her a receipt for everything I took from her.
Oh, okay, all right.
That way, there's no question on what's been transferred. Okay. How should we do this? What do you think?
We were going to start with the ad hoc.
Yes, I know, but do we want to, we want to go right, we don't want to do the welcome and all that, we want to go through it page by page, section by section.
See, people here don't have a copy of the end of the table of contents.
You guys? Well, it doesn't matter right now, because we're not putting it out to the public yet, so other than our working.
So I suggest we just start from the beginning.
Okay.
Welcome, and then go right on from there. And we'll be involved if we want, if we don't get it first time.
Jenny, why don't you explain the rationale behind it, and I think that'll fill in Doug and Dave, the rationale behind the welcome, the history of the lake, and what we planned to do with this guide once it was approved.
Well, the welcome and the history, basically, it's just an opening from the commissioners, you know, to the public. They'll be going into a little bit of it's self-explanatory when you read it. So then the purpose of this was to provide a working handbook of whatever form we decide to get it into, which is going to be handy for the public to obtain so that there isn't going to be any questions when it comes to, well, I didn't know this, I didn't know that. Hopefully, all the rules and regulations are explained and put together in a nice working order for anybody to understand. I don't know how else, you know, simpler to make it.
By the way, just for the rest of the audience to know, Joe and Nancy also participated.
Absolutely.
So.
Yes. We, as a committee, did not rewrite the rules and regulations. I want the public to know that. We did not rewrite them. What we did was took what was available to us, compiled it, and put it in a more usable, friendly manner. There were some suggestions that had been made along the line. Sometimes it was just maybe a clarification in a word here or there that may have left something a little ambiguous. And then we have a history of the lake. And then we go into the actual formation of the Lake District, which is the Chapter 78. We have explanations of private access to the lake, public access, the boat, the public boat launching, the public picnic area, the public beach, and the public fishing areas.
Dan did these drawings, which explains the 1450 elevation.
You suggested a letter or a written explanation to follow, so I put that in.
That clarifies it.
Because a lot of people can't visualize this imaginary line. And how it's different depending on your frontage. If you have a very long shallow frontage, if you have a mid, or if you have very steep. So that was the purpose for the visual picture. Let's see. Then the creation of the district, which is the Article 78. We have Chapter 606, which is an amendment to Chapter 78 with the extension of lake boundaries. Then we go into Chapter 159, which changes dates for election and budgets. Voter eligibility, and then the explanation as to what is required of a resident to vote. Needing to be a resident of Allegheny County, the town of Rushford, and on the voting rolls and own property here within the district. Then we're going to have the application for voters registration. Then we move on down to the commissioners, their roles. And then in Chapter 2.21, we have consolidated bylaws. 2.22 is committee draft resolutions. Then we go into Chapter 3, which is physical guidelines, records, public access to records, ethical conduct, harassment, and then we get into policies, which is Chapter 5.
I mean, for the most part, that's where all the time on our committee was spent,
five.
Chapter 5. Chapter 3 and 4, and actually the 2.2, the commissioners, the bylaws and the committee resolution, that's, we didn't even address that other than suggesting that it be done. So the bylaws were not specifically reviewed, the presented draft resolution was not reviewed. Fiscal guidelines that are currently in place were not reviewed, nor was the records.
But these are all things that are available to the public to read. Then, like Maggie said, Chapter 5 of the policies was our biggest time-taking. We go into the purpose, definitions,
that the committee did make recommendations, but we didn't change anything, but when we made recommendations, we italicized it or wrote it in by hand as recommendations.
Starting with the policies, 5.1, which is the purpose, is the authority and responsibility for operating Western Lakes Recreation District. And then our mandate, Chapter 78, charges the board to maintain and manage all of the district's property for the safety and recreational benefit of the district's residents and to maintain public access.
Jenny, let's come back up to the authority.
Okay.
And see the second paragraph, the RLRD is a governmental entity. We added the words and recommended to add the words comprised of a 5-member board of commissioners. And then
three
are elected by the public, one is appointed by the town of Brushford, and one is appointed by the town of Cambodia. We recommended that verbiage be used. It doesn't change anything, but it just kind of clarifies it.
Everything that's in italics.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Calls,
yeah. And then on the last paragraph under authority, we felt we needed to add or recommended that we add New York State Department of Conservation, because the DEC has got a much bigger role now than they had back in 1981. The Army Corps of Engineers, Allegheny County, New York State. So that was another recommendation that we'd add that.
Do you want me to should we do this paragraph by paragraph?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory, unless we made changes and maybe the rationale for, I don't mean made changes, I mean made recommendations.
Did we have some discussion at our last meeting about adding under definitions community docs? Is that just something I wrote?
I think, we really didn't get into discussing it at our last meeting, but I think at the ad hoc meeting, it was left where we were to go through it, and if there was any recommendations that any of the commissioners thought could be added as far as definitions or anything else, because we really didn't address anything in our last meeting. And for the most part, this has to be continued being finished typing. You know, none of these notations from the last couple of meetings have been added.
There is a whole section on community docs, community doc agreements, but it probably wouldn't hurt, so maybe as a recommendation.
I'm just looking for a definition here.
Yeah.
Do you want that included community docs within the MacBot section? Is that how you want that addressed?
I was going to renumber it, make that 5.23.
Well, you know, talking about the numbering, Dick Hubbard's not here today because they're out of town. But he did say, and he volunteered to maybe possibly take a look at, not necessarily changing the numbers, but like say in the section 5, instead of going to the 5.01 right away, it would be to 5.10. That purpose, that would be 5.01 or some kind of shift, because if you go into the definitions, we're kind of stuck here. We get to 5.29 of the definitions, and then we're at 5.30 of the licensing rate. We don't have any room for any additional definitions, which we might have. You see what I'm saying? So even if we want to add one definition, we get into a numbering problem with the way it's...
So I think then, Doug, maybe just somewhere there under definitions, you want a definition of a backlot, correct?
Well, community doc, community doc.
Right? Backlot is already there.
Okay, so we want community doc.
Community docage.
You want to do it now? I was just wondering.
Actually, there was right after Bike Plan Tweed on the right of ways. I would say there's still most of the community blocks are right on the right of ways. Right on the right of ways. So you could, you know, you could put that right there. There's quite a few, I don't know if there's quite a few, but there are probably still a couple community docks here that don't have community dock agreements. We have to go through all the files just to make sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it with right of way.
No, not if they're right of ways. What do you think it should go?
I think it should be separate.
Just maybe before, call it 5.29, and then make RLRD 5.30, maybe?
Yep. That'd work.
Just change the numbers there.
Maybe we gotta change all of the numbers.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Who's keeping track of what numbers, what changes are being made right now?
Well, the recommendation was to make community dock, dockage 5.29.
As far as definitions.
And then make RLRD 5.30, and then that'll change the license numbers.
It's gonna change everything by one.
I know.
Well, unless you wanted to go away.
All of this, a lot of this was formatted because of pre-existing numbers.
Yeah, and that's why they don't necessarily, they can be changed, especially with the availability of computers these days. And Dick is proficient in doing that.
Really?
He'll help tidy that up when he gets back. So he's, you know, he volunteered. I'm not volunteering for him.
A back lot would be more than one dock.
Community dock.
It would be two or more docks.
Two or more docks that are used by people other than front lot owners within the district.
It's in here someplace, it's in another section. It doesn't hurt to put it under definitions, but I think it's already been defined.
Community dock does not necessarily have to be on the right of way.
I just don't think about it.
No, they don't have to be. They could be on a frontage also.
They're all on Lakemont.
Yeah, but they're also, some are on district property, some are on their extension of the land ownership, and there's multiple, now that they've bought the right-of-ways.
That's what I'm saying, they're privately owned.
They're privately owned, community dockages, there's multiples. That's why I tried to make it so broad in the explanation. If you just start defining it, you'll be here forever. I figured out once there's 12 different kinds of docks, and I didn't break it all down, but there's lots and lots of varieties of those each dockage. If you go to find that, the book's going to be quite a bit thicker.
So 5.50, you have improvement on district property right of ways. But it's not all right of ways that kind of blocks, like you said. Mm-hmm.
Well, is this something we have to write tonight?
No.
All right.
But we can can just make a note that we might want it, or we might not. It might raise, you know, too many issues, like Dan says. And we do deal with it later on, Doug, more specifically.
Well, we have a specific heading, which is 5.52, which is
right.
DOCS. So maybe that would be a good place to put it, because that's where you're talking about back lot DOCS. Is there a way?
Yeah, you've got just general right-of-way information.
Yeah, it's general.
Well, no, it's not.
Is that back?
It's under improvements on district property right-of-ways.
General right-of-way information, that's what it's under.
Yeah, 5.51 and then 5.52 at right-of-way sites. They all just basically divided equally with the maximum.
5.50 and 5.51. Not the page says the drawings are there.
Right-of-ways 20 feet wide or more will be considered individually for community docking, and all factors will be considered. And that was the resolution of March 1985. So.
The only thing I'm thinking of, if I was a new resident, and I am fairly new resident, and I wanted to know about community docks, I would not think to look under right-of-ways.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In fact, that right-of-ways wouldn't even be in my lexicon at that point.
Could we just say something simple like shared docks?
I'll tell you what. I'll write it.
Okay.
And I think I can do it in 5 sentences or less, but okay. I promise.
All right. Okay, we'll leave it up to Doug.
Simpler right the better.
Yeah.
The KISS theory.
Yeah, the KISS
theory. Keep it
simple. Stupid. Because then we have an assignment of space on community or association docks, so it could be worked in there.
No, I agree with Doug. I think it should be up in the definitions. Let him work on that, and he'll make it simple, and...
The newcomer is going to look at the index and go to that. I understand.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So, does that take care of all the definitions then?
No, we were on 5.20.
We went through all the definitions. No, we didn't. On 5.22, what's that word board written about there?
Somebody made it said, should we put Board of Commissioners?
And no, it's board, because if you look at the bottom of 5.21, the word board didn't make it on the print.
Didn't make
so
it on the
That's where some of the cleaning up and all the typing needs
to
be done. Okay.
It's
right.
Just a...
It's the abbreviation for the Board of Commissioners.
Okay, gotcha.
No, it's here.
Yeah, but that's why it's here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you showed it. Just
yeah,
the sound.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the word board.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
I also liked when I had a conversation with Joe about a month ago or so, and 5.25, you had scope by there, and I know that he wanted to take a good look at that.
And what is that supposed to mean? This is,
I don't know.
That we all had that conversation. I've got it marked scope with a question mark, and I have no idea what that's supposed to mean.
I don't know. I didn't write it.
Scope of what?
I don't know. Maybe you'll have to ask Joe. I have no clue.
Yeah, we need Joe's
input. Because Joe said that there was something that he wanted to do with it. I don't know. I didn't have a conversation with him directly. I wanted him to explain whatever he was talking about.
All right.
It's what it is.
It was something he said.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What did he say?
But I don't know what he meant by it.
I don't know.
It was one night when he was sitting here. He said,
The meeting back in March.
Yeah. And I wrote it in there with a question mark, because I really didn't understand what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well then we'll wait for Joel to
yeah.
See what he wants.
under district property 5.24, we have an italicized use of the word the dam. This district property includes the dam and adjacent structures, certain surrounding lands, and all land below the line of elevation, including that beneath Rushford Lake, Falcon Beach, the public beach, which is leased to Allegheny County, and the fishing area near, and we included the word the dam, are part of the district that is used for public access.
That was just a recommendation to add the dam, makes it right here.
So people would understand what the, where the fishing area was.
Yeah, the street.
Can we have an explanation for the front ladders? Then the line of elevation.
No changes.
The 1450 is an imaginary line around the lake demarcating the distance above sea. 1445 in a few places, which is, we've put in the palaces, and approximately 10 vertical feet above 1440.4 elevation, which is the water level of the lake when full.
We added that last phrase because people are going to say, well, what's 1440.4? Yeah. Well, it's a full lake, basically. And then there are sections where district property is at 1445 rather than 1450. So again, those are recommendations to add.
The Genesee Power Corporation bought land. The first few lots they bought, they went to the 1445. Then they found out that the engineers said, oh, we can have flooding over that during 1500-year floods. So then they raised everything to the 1450 because they were afraid of getting sued. That's why that happened.
Going on to 5.28, right of way. We have as a definition a section of property that is used for, we have egress and ingress in the palaces to the lake for backlot owners in that area. There was some changing of this because, if I'm not mistaken, the other one said public. And now with the change of complexion with the right-of-ways are not public anymore. This was the best definition we felt we could use. And again, we were waiting for Joe to come up with another legal definition for everybody because they are not owned. They're not public anymore. The right-of-ways are owned now by the backlotters.
Basically, I think that's just the Russell Trail, so right. I think that on this side you have, I'm trying to think of the name of
the Stubbs.
The Stubbs all on in the Hillcrest area. They're owned by Hillcrest Trails.
All Trails.
That's a not-for-profit, but they are.
But they're tax-free. But,
and they're used
but
by
the...
Yeah, but this is all old news already.
No, no, maybe.
Yeah,
yeah,
but this
I'm
is
just
all
saying.
Old news. This is why the ad hoc committee could not move forward. This is why the legal committee wanted to have Joe at a meeting that you wouldn't allow him to be at so that we could have addressed this at
I
that
want
time.
To,
so let's
I
just
want,
move forward.
Listen,
we can't
if,
handle
maybe,
that.
You're not running the meeting, and if I get any more left, you will be asked to leave.
And then
you
ask me to leave, because we have gone through the same thing 15 times. Let's not waste time dealing with what we can't
I just,
answer
I
right away
up
questions.
An issue that everyone here understands.
I think we all have a good understanding
area,
of it. Let's move on.
No. One more outbreak,
move
baby,
on.
You're going to leave. Don't tell me to move on.
Let's move on. We can't control the right-of-ways.
No, but I just wanted everyone
to control
understand.
Below the 1450. It's not our concern even who owns them, other than the fact that we need the owner's permission for the docks to be on them.
As far as I know, in the Hillcrest area, that anyone could use the right of way. I'm just being perfectly honest with you.
That, okay,
I will get a definition.
Oh.
Something.
It's okay.
Okay.
This one's okay.
If you'd like to continue.
Okay. Now we're heading into licenses and why you need a license. We haven't made any changes there, basically because the district owns the land under around the lake below the line of elevation. It is necessary to request and be granted a license before any individual use is made of that specific property. No, public use areas have regulations that govern the use of each and are not part of this section of licensing. Your license grants exclusive permission to use the property in its exact condition at the time the license is granted.
Just a second. Go back up to 5.31. We italicized why you need a license, just to make it easier for people. People are going to say, why the heck do we need a license? Well, that tells you why you need a license. So that's why we put it in italics and recommended that that be added.
Correct. License grants exclusive permission to use the property in its exact condition at the time the license is granted. This includes uses for activities that involve a specific land, water, and any in-place structures. It does not give permission to change anything on the land or in the water. There is no allowance for nor sanction for any type of private commercial development, whether by temporary vending stands or permanent structures, for the same within the boundaries of land owned by the Rushford Lake Recreation District. And that resolution of June of 1984. Then we have factors, and we put in italicized, affecting the use of district property.
Because the title, the old title, was just factors, and it's like, what, you know, what does that mean? So this just kind of clarifies that.
And none of those have changed. Mm-hmm. There's from A through U, all the different factors.
It was all taken from that resolution, September 1998.
Now we're down to 5.34, eligibility.
And I think we did add that word to the
correct.
Yeah. Okay. Just to clarify it, we're recommending that you break it up and add the word eligibility just so it's a little bit more understandable.
We changed the word accessed on the tax rolls in Town of Canadia to assessed.
Yeah.
You have to be on the tax rolls and have land that is assessed in the town of Canyon in Rushford.
And it should be expanded to read within the district. Not only on the tax rolls of the town of Canyon or Rushford, but within the district. Anyone who owns property in the district.
It says property within the district.
Okay. That's the first thing. They request a license.
Yeah.
And I don't think we need another resolution to change that where it says assessed, because the accessed was a misnomer.
It was a typo.
Yeah.
It was a,
yeah.
Right.
So, and Joe agreed with that.
It was in his recommendation.
Right, yeah.
That's why I put per Joe on all that stuff to clarify.
That was good.
Then we get into the definition of the resident having to have a minimum building with a minimum square footage of 500 square feet. Attached to the ground, must have an Allegheny County approved septic system, and we do have an italicis here, no metal tanks. And that was a resolution that was put in place in April of 1985. Mm-hmm.
don't know why that was italicized, because that's the way it read.
Because that was a resolution that was made.
But I think the metal tanks was a separate and a different...
It was in a different place.
Yeah. So we...
We had to move it over into this where it belonged.
Yeah.
In order to obtain a license, the following documents must first be presented by the property owner to RLRB for review. And we put that statement in italics. We have a copy of the current deed and the requester's name, which is the legal description of the property owned within the district. Proof of the 500 square foot residence. And this is something that could be obtained either through your survey, your tax bill, or your tax records, which can be found in the assessor's office.
I'm wondering, should that read a copy of the current deed and file with the Allegheny County Clerk's Office?
Not all people file the deeds. Well, yes, they would too. Would all deeds give proof of
500 square feet then?
No. That's separate though.
That's a different issue.
That's what he says filed in the Allegheny County Clerk's office. That's a different issue. You can file your deed in the clerk's office and it won't say the size of the residence. It just describes the property. No, that's a different issue. The issue is you can have a deed which is worth nothing unless it's filed. Right.
So it should say filed.
Copy of a current deed.
On file.
As filed or on file.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the legal. Okay. For just an A. You're talking for an A.
Just A.
Okay. Because I thought we were already over. As filed with.
Filed in the Allegheny County Clerk's Office.
With the. Office, yeah, good point. Okay. So it reads, copy of a current deed in the requester's name as filed with the Allegheny County Clerk's Office, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
C is a copy of a current Allegheny County approved septic system inspection certificate. And then in italics, we have no metal tanks were allowed as per resolution of March 1991.
And we're adding this, I don't know whether you're aware, Doug, but not all, when property changes hands, there isn't always a septic inspection. Did you know that?
Allegheny County is not mandatory to have your septic inspected in Allegheny County.
So we are, for the sake of cleanliness, I mean, we're recommending it. The commissioners, the board has to pass it. We're recommending it.
Well, that's been...
It's been in place
that's
since
been in place.
91.
Well, the metal tanks
was 91. 91.
But it's always been...
Yeah. Way back.
Well, then from 85. I don't think it has, because I think that's been one of the problems. Problems we've had, properties change hands in families, and we didn't have, and some of these septics were really out.
I had that same problem right behind my house. It went from the father to the kids, and they have a steel tank, and what happens, they just have a line going off, and it's leaching right into the ditch.
But that has been.
Yeah, the whole idea was they just wouldn't renew their license.
Right.
They wouldn't give them a license to fix it. You know, that's pretty much what the bottom line is.
They
don't get a license.
They still hold the dock
license.
Well,
they should. They do, but if it's a family.
The fact that the district required the Allegheny County approved septic has been in place since...
Okay.
Because your mom and dad transferred the property to us in 85, and we had to have it in place at that time.
Right.
Yeah. Even within the family, the fact that it doesn't happen.
We may want to look into what, how recent it needs to be.
Sure.
Well, as of last October, a year ago October, Allegheny County did not require the septic system to be inspected unless it was, if it was used less than 60 days out of the year. And they will tell you that.
Yeah, but other people do. Banks, attorneys.
So in this case, the district requires it.
Mortgage companies.
In a transfer of property, your bank will require it. Hopefully, the contract requires it. So, you know, we have three ways, at least, to fall back onto. But there are some that slip through.
I think we may want to address, too, the fact that the license, we're getting people now who, because they have an improved property in, let's say, Area D, and a vacant property in Area K, they think they can tie the two together. We should, I think from day one, it has always been the intent of the board that the dock was supposed to be in or near the vicinity of the property that it's licensed to. And no place in here do we refer to that. We talk about copy of the current deed, but we don't say where the property is supposed to be in conjunction with the request.
Well, that was never addressed in any resolution.
Well, it should be.
I think the intent was same property.
Well, there's no question the intent was this. There's absolutely no question from reading in history. The intent was the same property. You own this property, you can lakefront, you can get a dock here. But buy a vacant at the other end of the lake, and this property and this dock here doesn't give you another dock over there. We don't address that anymore.
That will take a new resolution.
That would take a new resolution.
I have a couple of them. Yep. I don't want to get into it.
Are you keeping track?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got a list there.
Okay.
Did you write that one down?
Yeah. New resolutions.
Location of
slot and septic ought to be within a mile of another.
Okay, also needed is a copy of a current survey. And a copy of a current electrical inspection certificate proving that all electrical hookups below 1450 elevation line meet all fire underwriter standards. We put in the fire underwriter standards.
You guys have that?
That needs to be, it's handwritten in there. That needs to be done.
Because fire underwriters is what constitute a true electrical inspection. You can't have an electrical inspector, willy-nilly person that installs electric, come over and say, it looks good. You'd have to go through fire underwriters to have a true inspection.
Okay, let's see, we're into responsibilities on 5.35.
Batteries.
They need some new batteries in it.
I think the only...
Cricket must say.
Okay, we have italicized, that all structures on the district property must be kept in good physical repair.
Good.
Should we define good?
Well, an aesthetically acceptable condition, simple maintenance, work that only replaces deteriorated parts or finish does not require a permit. Any structural change does require a permit. down in the last paragraph there, we have the district reserves the right of ingress and egress to their property at all times.
And then Joe recommended with notice.
He recommended with notice. It doesn't necessarily mean that's what we have to put it. I still stand by the claim that when someone gets a license to use recreation district property, that is our right as commissioners for ingress and egress. If they don't want us being able to go on the property at any time, don't use district property.
I disagree.
Whenever does a commissioner need to go on anyone else's lakefront unless there's a problem? And the problem is not going to be a problem in 24 hours from now. The problem's a problem now.
If there's an emergency situation,
yes.
I don't see why you would ever have a problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If it's an emergency
Why would you ever go in there unless it was an emergency situation?
Well, if it's an emergency, I have no problem. I don't see a problem with it.
Notice is given.
We can try to contact the person, and if you can't contact them, if it's that much of an
emergency. Then why don't we add that? With notice, unless it's an emergency situation.
My problem with writing that in there with notice is, okay, you give a person notice and they say no.
I mean, that's exactly it.
Well, then.
Well, when they fill out for the...
You've opened up a whole new can of worms.
When they request license to use district property, they are giving you permission for ingress and egress. It has been that way from day one. If you can't go in there immediately, you call them, well, we would like to come over there and inspect it. Okay, in 2 days. In 2 days, there's 14 different posts set in district property in concrete. Now what are you going to do? Try to get them to remove them? I do not, and most people do not believe the district should give up that ingress and egress at all times.
I don't see a purpose for it.
For what? With notice?
Yeah, you own the property.
That's right. It's not like you're entering
the
premises.
Well, then you can go over by the water. But you can't just go down on somebody's land that's above the 1450. Go through by the water there, which is not
you're not saying that.
You're saying for ingress and egress could be from anywhere.
Well, sure, that would be over private property. And
well, then
private property, right?
Then if they don't want us going over
no,
private
I don't
property,
think that's what this means.
Sure it does. Well, it's not clarified.
It's not clarified.
Well, then maybe we should say that. If the commissioners want to go over the water to look at, you know, a problem, fine.
Which you can't do 6 months out of the year.
Well, that's too bad.
Why don't you just put, leave this and say, except for exigent circumstances.
Fine. I think that's with notice, except for exigent.
Because if it's something routine, I have no problem with letting somebody know I'm going to be walking
exactly
across their property.
Exactly.
And if it should be anything out of routine, if the license holder is doing something that is not within district policy, I firmly believe that
that's exigent circumstances.
Then it would be, if that defines it.
We have to protect the district's interests.
Absolutely, and that's why I don't think that requesting permission or giving with notice, that I don't know that that's the way to go.
I think it's just more government interference if we don't.
Yeah, our request forms too. Like I know that there are people that want to be notified before mm-hmm. you go on their property. So on our request forms, we're going to put down, do you want to be notified?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and
well, that's a suggestion. We haven't decided
but forms yet. What I'm saying is, if they say yes, they want to be notified, and we cannot notify, and we try to notify
them. To notify them,
they're
going to
have to wait,
well,
have to wait, they're going to have to wait another month mm-hmm. until we do get a hold of them, and it's going to hold them back.
And
so
of course,
I think on our form, that would settle quite a bit of
if they're putting in posts with concrete, wouldn't you just tape off their dock and they're not allowed to use it?
Well, and that's easier said than done.
The other piece of this too is I remember this conversation with Joe Miller. It's not so much we're asking permission. We're just giving them notice
exactly
that we're going to be
on their property.
We're not saying, is it okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We're saying with notice.
With notice.
We're going to be down there in a couple of days.
Right. And if they have a problem with that, they can call and say,
but again, if it go, if they've got a request in for a license or for a dock inspection, if the dock committee has a specified date and time where they are making their rounds and the people can be notified, yes, we will be there Saturday to review your inspection or review your dock. But otherwise, the district reserves the right of ingress and egress at all times.
I understand.
Under extension search.
Whatever
it is.
Yeah.
They're signing a letter. They're requesting. The license holder is requesting to use our property all the time. And if we can only go to get to it 6 months out of the year by water, that's not tough. We have to be able to get to that 12 months out of the year.
Well, if they've asked us to come down and inspect, fine.
They got a license. They're getting a license. They're asking to use our property.
We don't just go down for no reason.
Nobody's got time to go down for just no reason, nor does anybody want to, unless there's a problem.
We've had problems in the past.
I don't think so, but whatever. Let's move on.
See, now, I've always understood this as the district has the right to access the lakefront via the lakefront anytime they want.
That's a different story, Jenny. That's
yes.
Totally different.
Yes. And if you have a license in there and we want to, got to go check it, we will walk down your property if we need to check your dock on our property.
You know,
and that's the way I always understood this rule to read.
Right.
And that was always the intent of that rule.
Yeah. Doug came up with a very good idea. I spoke with Doug a couple of days ago that like the dock committee or all the commissioners have a special shirt, RLRD on there, or dock committee, and all the people can be notified in the newsletter. Mm-hmm. So because I know last year when I was numbering docks, there were a bunch of kids out there playing. I was walking the shoreline, and the mother came out, and she, you know, she didn't know who I was, or, you know. I mean, even if you pull up in a boat, who knows if your kids are safe out there? But if they can identify you, who you are, it may help.
You could get patches.
No, but Doug mentioned like a jacket or a t-shirt.
Yeah, a navy blue jacket, for example, with big white letters on the back that says Dock, RLD.
Dock Committee.
Dock Committee or RLD.
Commissioner.
Commissioner. So at least when you're walking around someone's property, people don't know who I am. And or a neighbor sees you walking around their neighbor's property, they know who you are.
Dashboard placards, like the police use.
But that's something we would like to put in the budget.
That's a good idea.
Okay. With the ingress and egress, I think that's going to be coming up.
By the way, they can only be warned for official.
Right.
Yes, right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Not to walk around.
Sorry.
I think we should speak and talk a little with Joe about the ingress and egress.
I think we should address it anyway because there might be some questionable things here, especially the property lines projected into the water.
I just want to make sure we create a nuisance for neighbors or other users, all the glass water.
Okay.
Glass water craft toys must remain 5 feet from neighboring property lines. If I'm not mistaken, though, we got them under docks. That has not been the case for right-of-way, so has it?
It was in one of the bylaws.
I know in the 20-foot right-of-way, you could use up the whole right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
and use up the whole 20-foot.
They haven't used it, but it was in a bylaw.
You're supposed to need 5 foot.
It should be even for backlots, right?
Yeah. It was in a bylaw at one time, they just haven't been doing it.
Actually, last year, we had a call because the dock wasn't open, but the boat extended onto the other person's property. So we told them to downsize their boat from a pontoon to a 17-foot boat.
Shouldn't the wording be, must remain 5 feet from neighboring extended property lines?
Well, yeah, that's where it gets...
Because their property lines end with their property. Their property lines by definition.
That's where it gets a little sticky, because whose property line are you extending and how are you extending it? Because they don't, can't all just... There's no...
It's really a tough situation. The only time you really have a problem is when people don't get along. And one fellow last year, they were great friends. They used to drink together and everything. And then his boat started, you know, he bought a bigger boat, and all of a sudden they weren't good friends anymore. And they had to tell him he has to downsize his boat. Because it was interfering with the neighbors.
So, what I'm hearing that there's no need to add that. This is purposely vague.
See, we really don't address the problem unless there's a complaint.
Yeah.
If there's a complaint that we have.
Extended neighboring property lines, 5 feet from extended neighboring property lines.
There are areas around the lake where your property lines actually...
Crisscross.
Crisscross. There are areas where the docks that are on the neighbor because the property lines run on a parallelogram up.
On Valka Beach.
Valka Beach is all that way.
There's nothing straight on Valka Beach.
The property lines run on a parallelogram to the right as you're looking at the water, and their dockages are, some of them around the neighbors, all the way up through there.
There's a little bay. There's a kind of straight.
Yeah, it's straightened out over there.
Yeah, over where you are.
But you see everything here at the lake. So it was left vague on purpose because there are scenarios that are, you'd have to change the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it should be property lines are projected into, or use, let's see.
Thank you. will be maintained in such a way to make it aesthetically acceptable. Control of grass weeds, debris, waste, and erosion is mandatory. A non-refundable fee is required at all at the time the application for a license is submitted. All docks are required to display the district-assigned dock number. We put that in the palaces on the water end of the dock or deck. Property lines are projected into the water as is feasible for use, safety, and convenience.
And that's what we're going to be adding in section 5.25. Is that where we're
going to put it both places?
Oh, okay. So you add it up here.
But okay. I think it's good in both places.
Point 37 on the requests. In order to use and or change, we totally crossed out to receive a license to use or to change. We wrote, in order to use and or change district property, it is necessary to submit a completed permit request form, and we have a number on those, which is 7.20. Also somewhere in there we were hoping to include, if any required information is not submitted, the application will be returned. So that way it doesn't even get to the commissioners unless everything is there that everybody needs. And the secretary, whether it be Rhonda or whoever is sitting in, will know that all of these things need to be included in your application before it even gets to you folks.
Yep. The dock committee shouldn't even get to it unless it's, shouldn't even get to it unless it's complete.
All right. Yeah. The dock committee first, okay.
But we see a lot of evenings wasted because the stuff isn't there.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Also, we've written in there dock inspection for property transfer, which we've given a number 7.21. That should be submitted when the property goes on the market.
That gives time for the homeowner to get approval or disapproval, fix what needs fixing, commission making decisions. You know, there's time, you know, to, unless it sells right away, try to do it as soon as possible.
With some of those dock inspection for property transfers, it probably doesn't have anything to do with your end with looking for the listing. But does the dock committee inspect to make sure that if it's a community dock situation, that those people are actually eligible for the sale of that dock, quote unquote, with their property, or if a new, like the dock waiting list people are
The people that own the property hold a license, and the docks have been transferring with the property.
Well, I know the docks have been. What I'm saying is, if you look way back when, it was always the intent. There's a waiting list so that if people got to use a dock for a 10-year period and other people have been waiting, they sell the dock. My recollection from reading years and years and years of minutes is that dock was not supposed to go with that property if there is in fact a waiting list for that community dock.
I think that's an issue that has to be addressed. I just want to finish my thought. I think there are places on the lake where we could actually establish docks for our waiting list. I don't think you need to start taking property away from people who've had it for years and years and years.
They've had the use of it for years and years and years, doesn't
exactly,
it? But it's not property that goes with necessarily.
Is anything years. Property that goes with? I mean, lakefront property is district property.
Well, that's right, it is. But when, if you back when they lifted the moratorium,
They lifted the moratorium based on the fact that it would be, people got in on the community docks that were opening up based on deed length, how long they were here, and if they were interested. And if they were interested, but there was no place for them, they were supposed to be able to be put on a waiting list, and if a spot opened up, be called.
I don't see anything in writing. I haven't seen anything in writing.
Oh, well, we'll have to show you that.
All right, I'd be very interested. But
yeah.
I think unless it was in resolution form, unless we make a resolution, we can't address that.
No, it was supposed to. It was supposed to be in. Well, it may have been in resolution form. I'm not sure. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
But I think it was more into the whole concept of...
So how are you going to keep control of that?
Well, that's where the community dock associations came in. That's why I asked if when the property's transferred.
Exactly. I think you'd have to have...
As long as you own the property, like if you were to obtain a dock, and it was, there is a resolution out there, that as long as you own the dock and the property for 5 years... You own your property for 5 years and you live at dock, it is transferred with your property.
Well, see, and I think you're misreading that, but we'll have to look into that.
No, there is, because what they were trying to do is they were trying to stop people from buying back lots and then selling for 5 years, obtaining a dock, as I know that people have done it. There was an attorney right on Woodside, I believe.
Well,
but I'm just saying, he bought a property without a dock, another woman's house was foreclosing. He purchased a dock from her and turned around and doubled the value on his property. So that's why there's a 5-year clause.
And then you've got the whole thing, these docks have to be within...
I know Chuck Stewart was on there on the resolution, and I can't remember who else was on there, Dale McIntyre or whatever.
I think that's
but
a whole...
But it's
in there. But you know what? If that whole can of worms had been addressed, we wouldn't have as many problems, and we wouldn't have properties that are skyrocketing for $25,000 and $30,000 more on dock usage on a community dock when other people who've been on the lake just as long are waiting for a dock.
We have 10 people that I seen a list that Dick emailed me about, an old waiting list.
The one that Rhonda mailed last August.
Okay, but that waiting list has never, ever been used, and it hasn't been used, because when I came here years ago, I signed up for on that waiting list, and they never followed the waiting list. There were people that were getting docks out of, I'm just telling you
that's fine.
But what I'm saying is,
I always felt that this waiting list business was something said to appease people.
Yeah
and that's all
my feeling is, if you want a dock, buy lakefront property or backlot property.
And I was,
the community docks.
What I was told is to go find a spot, go find someone with a community dock, and if the whole dock association agrees, and if they find that there's no navigation hazards or it's not going too far extending into the water, then we will give you a dock. And that's exactly what people do. Or if you get onto a one-slip dock and make it a two-slip dock. But there are many people that have one dock that are back ladders and have two sides to each dock. And those 10 people could be taken care of that are on that waiting list just like
Well, most of that, did you make those notes on the, when you renumbered, do you know who
those
single
docks are? Yes, I know the docks, and I know where they are.
So spies could
be used? If someone were to come to me and say, Dave, I need help. Can you help me get a dock? I would say, absolutely. And I will tell them where there's a possibility of where they can get a dock. But they have to apply for it. I'm not going to go up to people and say, you want a dock?
So you're saying that right now there are available docks out there that you are aware? Could we have a list of what those available docks are?
I will. If someone comes up to me and someone that's on the waiting list...
As a commissioner, I'd like to know what are those available docks.
We'll go for a ride in the boat, and I will show you the docks where sink or backlot owners have two sides to a dock. And it would fulfill the 10 people that are on that waiting list, and I believe that half of them probably don't even own anymore.
Well, a lot of them on the list are no longer here or bought properties.
Right.
They were backlotters and ended up buying a property that has a list, or has a dock.
But it may have to turn into a lottery system or whatever.
Was there a date set when this started?
When the community docks, and when they lifted the moratorium on the backlots?
No, when people decided that they could take a dock away from somebody. Was there a date in time somewhere?
I think it was like 90 days. I think if they didn't apply for a license, then they were...
No, I meant a year.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
My concern is, are you going to try to take a dock from somebody that's had it for 30 years? It's going to create lawsuits.
Okay,
but I can't get any more of them.
Yeah, I can give you, for instance, I know people that own docks right now, do not have a dwelling, they do not have a septic system.
Oh, I do too.
Okay.
So now those are the things that should be addressed.
But I tried to, last year, we brought up, I don't want to say her name, but she owns a dock on Arrowhead Bay. Dock hasn't been used for years. Blank lot, and she said, well, maybe in like 3 years I may build, but right now, and I said it was just a, I mean, she doesn't come up.
But she bought it with the dock.
She bought it with a dock, but there was a building on it, they knocked it down. And
because it was...
It was, right, but what I'm saying is,
down.
She does not meet the qualifications. No, she does not. So are you going to, so you mean tell me, if I bought a front lot property that had 10 docks on it, I knocked the house down, I put a little... If I wanted to just go up on weekends, bring a camper up there, I could take all those 10 docks. I don't fit the qualifications anymore to have that many. You know what I mean? I'm just being honest with you. But there are people out there that do not, they don't pay, they just pay for blank land. And they're having all the
benefits.
The benefits. And where there are backwaters that have nice homes and they're paying a high tax, they have no benefits. I believe.
A lot of scenarios.
There's a lot of different things that are out there. But it's up to the board. I can't make a decision. I can give recommendations.
A little clarification. You know that resolution you just mentioned about the five-year minimum?
Yes.
That never surfaced during the ad hoc meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you for a fact it's not in Section 5 because I didn't type it in.
Right.
No, but I have seen it. I have seen it.
But that's the problem with what we did in ad hoc, because if we don't have all the information,
right,
we can't give you a really good product.
And
I mean, we did the best we could.
It was
Chuck Short.
Well, I know, but there's a lot of people who thought that there was things in resolutions that weren't in resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where they, like community doc recommendations.
Yeah,
they were in
recommendations.
They were
in
resolutions. Minutes, you know, in, oh.
So what does this dock waiting list mean to me? Does it mean anything? I mean, I don't know what to do with this.
Keep it there because as far as I'm sure, I think that it does have merit.
I mean, it's up to this board. I'll take some Sunday or some Saturday once the lake is up. We'll all override.
I don't want to see them. I want to know what docks they are and what are the number of the docks and what is the property location of the docks. I don't want to take a ride around, but if there's other people who ask me, I'd like to be able to tell them. Well, apparently there's one over in wherever.
Right.
It should be, if there are available docs, it should be information that's here in this office, Dave, not just yours.
No, it's not just mine. I tried to share it last year, and I did bring it up at a table. I brought it up at the table. I believe that they should have taken that dock away because there was no plans.
I'm not talking about just that
no,
one. You were talking about
there
just
are
that
many
one.
More. There are many more.
Well, we should know about that.
Well, they do know about it. Okay,
who's they?
We should have a list.
We should know about them. Not they. We.
It should be a list, and it should be with that list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next thing,
yeah.
When I go out on a lake, I'll make a list of the different docks that could be shared.
Is that list by deed?
I don't know how that list
this list formed. Starts with a date of 1984, so I don't know if that means somebody in 1984 decided they wanted to dock. So we're talking like 26 years. I don't even know if this person's still around.
Right.
Well, I was thinking the list should
right.
be by deed.
That was
one.
The whole idea. That was the intent when they started lifting the community.
The oldest
decks.
One first.
Yeah.
The oldest person that asked first.
Mm-hmm. It should be.
It looks, I mean, if that's what these dates, I don't know if these dates, I don't know what these dates indicate.
I've never seen it.
Those dates would probably indicate either the day they put it on the list or the day they bought the property.
Well, there's no heading, that's my problem. It's not, the verbiage and the signage is poor here. So it just gives me an indication of where the section is, the person's name, and a date. And it just says at the top, dock waiting list. And it also has a little note at the bottom that said, some may not meet eligibility requirements, some may no longer be residents. So how...
Yeah.
I mean, how good is that list?
Well, look good, it's got a name, that's all you need.
You have to start.
The name and address.
I gotta work with a little more than that, Maggie.
Well,
I just can't have...
Well, the name and address, where's the Rolodex at? What do you have the rest of the original?
I don't know, I don't have keys.
Well, I have
okay? All right? So I'm working with what I have, and I'm doing the best I can, and I'm asking for clarification. That's all. Yeah. And if anybody can help me, I appreciate it.
It's a whole issue that needs to be addressed.
But, you know, there are areas around. There's a lot of opportunities around this lake.
And I'm just wondering if maybe there's some area around here where we could actually establish a marina.
That's been discussed, and it's not this board's defined duties to be into that kind of...
Well, it might not be, but that would allow dockage space.
There's a couple places we could put community docks I know of.
Well, exactly. And have that in the laundry system.
I think before that happens, we have to do the study as to how much more traffic this lake can take.
Well, we've talked about that, but that is
It hasn't happened yet because it starts with an accurate dock and boat inventory, which is what I have been trying to get from the dock inspection committee for the last 2 years. We can't do a complete...
Maybe you never told me to get your...
Okay, Dave.
You didn't.
Okay.
You made insinuations the other day, too, which weren't true.
We've been waiting for since you were on the committee. We've been waiting for the read dock numbering to be able to do a complete inventory of the docks, the boats, and determine the usage, peak usage on the lake.
We have half the docks numbered. Last year I wasn't well. I was very sick last year. I put in some time last year on the dock numbering, but I couldn't do it all. I need help, and last year Mike Holmes and I worked together the days I could work. So but this year we plan on finishing the dock numbering. So we will have an idea of how many docks are out there. And to be perfectly honest with you, when people launch, backwaters launch their boat to go into the lake, they will spend the majority of the day out there. People that have docks will go out for possibly 1 hour and they'll come back and dock. But when you're out there, you're going to take a ride. If you're launched, you're going to spend more time on the lake. I'm being perfectly honest with you.
Well, that's the whole reason why, even as far back in the 70s, that they were restricting how many of the backlot lots actually got docks because the lake was getting too busy. And that's why they imposed the launch fees, because the lake was getting too busy. Now, if you're talking about adding another 20, 30, 40 docks around the lake, 50 docks, oh my God, forget it.
No, but you were just talking about the waiting list, about making when people sell their property, giving it to them. How about Doug? What would happen if Doug, he just purchased a backlot property for $100,000, $150,000 with a dock, or either, you know, then he had a dock, but now he went to sell it, he's only going to get $130,000. Now, is that fair to him? He bought it with a dock.
Look, that is not our concern.
Well, it is the concern of the homeowner. It's
we have to be concerned with property values, and taxes, and
here's the thing. We do not take steps to intentionally increase or decrease anyone's property value. It's all market-based. Not by our steps. It's not our decision. It's by market. It's the market that defines what the value of the properties are. All over the country, property values are dropping. Not by anything that their little town boards may be doing, just by the way it is. Look, what happens if the dam breaks in 10 years? Are we then going to be concerned about the value of everyone's property? No, because we have a defined duty. Maintain the dam and maintain the property that we own. It is not up to us to try to increase property values or take any steps.
But you just said it. We maintain the properties that we have, Maggie. And that's what this board is trying to do, or the majority on the board is trying to do, is maintain the properties we have and not allow them to be devalued.
And I want to keep the lake in beautiful condition. I think it's a beautiful lake.
Well, one thing with all of the different lawsuits and the additional traffic, you may ultimately be devaluing properties by adding that much traffic to the lake.
You also have a situation where you can't see people for Lake District from
living here. And the person standing within the district is pretty much being able to access the lake. And unfortunately, whether it is a duty or not a duty of the commission, you have a situation here where the value of the property, which is determined on a person's ability to access the lake or not access the lake,
impacts
what is happening here, because it's those tax dollars that is supporting this district.
Exactly. It does impact the property value.
If I said that right or not, but it's a total impact.
It does.
I can show you situations where...
And it's not as much as $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 anymore. It's as much as $40,000 and $50,000 difference on a back lot person's home having or not having a right to the lake. It's a fact of life.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I know. And it's something that if you start messing around with that, you folks are going to be in big trouble.
Absolutely.
And you all have to work together to maintain the quality that is here.
Including not overcrowding the lake and devaluing by overcrowding.
But still the same respect. And I understand exactly what you're saying, Maggie, but there are people who are coming in paying this Lake District tax who have no way to the lake.
What is your son paying taxes? He pays about $8,000, $7,000 or $8,000, somewhere in that area. He has no dock. But it's irrelevant.
But he bought it with no dock,
I understand,
right?
Maggie, but
he's
not
complaining.
But he's not complaining. But there are a lot of people out there that are in that situation.
Mm-hmm. There are or there aren't?
Oh,
that's right.
There are.
And they know it when they bought it.
No,
that's right.
No, I understand. Correct. I understand. But what I'm saying,
but generally,
I think
they
move
district
on.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Generally, the people that have purchased a property that does not have lake access is not one of the bigger priced properties. Yes.
Okay, I'd like to move on.
Yeah, we've got about 35 minutes.
Okay. Oh, gosh, where did we end up?
I'm going to 5 points in the request.
Okay. Well, how much of this do you folks want to? Do you want to do it? Go to paragraph by paragraph, or
I don't think we have to.
Okay.
The assignment was we were all supposed to have read this before this meeting.
Correct. That's why I.
So I've made notes where I have questions or comments.
Well, that's
if
what I thought we were going
that, we
to
just
do.
Yeah,
is address,
move on.
Address have, things that you want to address as a board.
Does anybody have anything they want to add in request?
Well, going over on to the items requested for resident files include, that goes on to the next page. Again, we put in italics there. We haven't changed anything, but we've added a few things. We've added things in for clarity, and we've added verbiage such as copy of a current deed, and then B, proof of the 500 square foot residence. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was not in the original, the original requirements. Well, we think it needs to be in there for people to see right off the bat.
Does everybody have community written in under F?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We took the back lot and put community dot. Community dot association.
Under D, where it says copy of a current survey,
mm-hmm.
should it also go on to say recorded in the Allegheny
yes,
County Clerk's
like
Office?
Yes, like I did before.
Because we ran into a situation recently where we accepted a survey that had not been recorded.
Not all surveys get recorded.
I understand, but was changed. It was altered.
Oh.
We didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
If we require it to be the one that's on the file,
mm-hmm.
we may be able to avoid that circumstance in the future.
Oh, was it a
Does it have to be filed, or does it at least have to be stamped by a certified surveyor?
Not all surveys get recorded, and I don't know why they do or don't. Whether it's because maybe a mortgage isn't involved, but not all surveys are recorded.
We do to make sure that we're looking at one that hasn't been altered.
What can we request?
We get to request it ever on, but we don't, you know, if it is...
No, we could ask them to provide us with an original...
Do you mean a person took a survey and altered it?
Yes.
That's what I mean.
That's not good.
Well, you know what, if you take a copy of a survey that used, what the survey used to be, you bought two parcels, you white out a land between it, it's a copy. That's not like, it's not altering a survey, that's just making a drawing or using a drawing. It would be a real serious thing if you had a licensed surveyor stamping it and then...
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
It was stamped and then it got altered.
And you'd have a lot of people in trouble for that.
Yeah.
I think what may have happened is the survey was from maybe 20 years ago or whatever, but the land was divided maybe, and you've seen an old survey. I'm not sure if that was the one.
But that's why you need a current survey.
That's why
you need one. And a full survey. We're getting these little minimal copies. We don't get the opportunity to look at the full survey.
I think you're absolutely right, though.
I mean, some people, unfortunately, people will buy a property without having it surveyed. Believe it or not.
Yep, they do. You're right.
It's not, you know, that too is not mandatory.
That should be said in there. A full copy of a full survey, not a piece of it. Then you'll see the surveyor.
How about a copy of a full current survey recorded in the Allegheny County Clerk's office?
And there again, the copy of a survey is not going to impact a back lot property either. Because it's not going to show.
Right.
If you add line that says any survey that has been altered is not acceptable, that would cover it.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. You usually can detect whiteout.
Mm-hmm. Or go to the site, it might look different.
Yeah. You still have questions, Doug?
No.
Okay. Doug, what do you think about letter E, three site drawings, overhead view, side view, and front view? Did we add that, or was that in there?
That was always in there.
That's there.
Okay, Allison wrote in community doc. License. Right? I think I brought this up before and it didn't get changed.
Yeah, it was...
Let's put the cart before the horse,
correct,
basically.
Yeah. Correct. Well, so you buy your property, you get your license in your name.
Right. And then you get the work.
And then you want to do work. Yeah. And at that point, it should not be a license. It should be a permit.
So, in that paragraph, other than the word work permit, that paragraph stands as it is.
Are we adding that? So you're changing it to license?
Picking up the license was issued at that time because it's already been issued?
Yes, the license was issued before the work.
The permit will be issued to you.
Change license to permit.
And then they go on to discuss whether your permit is going to be tabled. And that it gets tabled if all your information is not clear or something needs to be clarified.
And they put in writing in there twice.
Notification in writing will be made to the requester. Then under 5.39, we're getting back into this duration, and we've got that scribbled out. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that was 5.39 turned into page and a half.
Yeah.
Next, the whole next page.
Okay, now, was this part, is this old stuff, this 5.39?
The 5.39 scribbled out was the old stuff.
On the next page, who wrote this?
It was stuff that we did that, and it was brought up at the meeting to go over it, and I don't know, if it was completed.
We never did go through the whole thing, did we?
No. We got to read all that and approve it.
Uh-huh.
It had to be clarified. That one sentence had it all messed up.
Yeah. And Joe really needs to look at that, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anything pop into your head reading it? No.
Okay. If anything that's been in my head, I haven't popped out.
Oh, no. Dock licensing policy at the time of transfer of property, sale, or transfer. It is paragraph for relicensing, new license transfer, procedures. In the procedures, there's some parts that are need to be addressed. The attorney's going to have to look at this.
Yeah.
And at the back end of it, it got so complicated, it got crossed out and mm-hmm. nobody knew how to address it, so it stopped. So it happened.
And I think under the second paragraph, that new license transfer, boy, is that kind of jumbled.
If a person knowingly purchased the property and goes to closing without an active dock license, or dock acquires a license to use a dock, after closing and owning a property in the district, that new dock license is valid so long as the named licensee owns the property attached to the license and follows the district rules.
Now maybe I'm just tired, but what the hell does that mean?
That needs a little rewrite.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's too much.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of clarifying. Maybe you guys can come up with something that clarifies that stuff, you know, try to make it work.
That really needs work.
Well.
We never did take the time to really review that, because that was just kind of thrown back.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't have any meetings after.
I know.
After that, other than the legal committee that we couldn't have.
It was trying to clarify the transfer of docks and properties, is what it was for.
Yeah, because my note said this whole area should be reviewed with legal counsel.
Yep, that's what's on ours, too.
I would like to see eventually, I don't know if we can look it in here, but before people sell their back lot properties, have us go and inspect the dock, and let, you know, it'll go right along with the sale, before, ahead of time, if, as long as we go and inspect the dock is in good shape, we'll give them a, you know, pre-approval.
That was the purpose of it.
No, I understand that, but I mean, but it has never been like that in the past.
This pre-sale goes back to October 98.
All right, well,
it hasn't been followed.
I have never been on a pre-inspect, maybe one. Mm-hmm. A pre, and that was just recently, that for a property that was up for sale.
What's that so, you used to actually, in the contract?
That should really, I don't know, has the newsletter been held yet?
How and why we came about that is, in the transferring process, when a contract for sale goes to the attorneys have, here on the Allegheny County contract, they have a 5-day attorney approval period. In the Buffalo contract, they have a 3-day attorney approval period. What happens when they get to Rushford? The first things the attorneys ask, are these docs written in their deeds? Nobody has these in their deeds. So we explain to them that these are by license. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people have a copy of their license, some people don't. And trying to explain to an attorney this situation here at our lake, because it is so different, it's been difficult over time. So we created this, hopefully it was a vehicle to be able to give a person proof that that dock is going to transfer with that property.
You used to write in, right, Tyler?
In the past, Jay Glonia gave us this statement that we were to write in, that the seller assigns any right, title, and interest they have with dock number such and such through the RLRD. But that always wasn't substantial enough, so. And that's how that came about. It wasn't a vehicle to go out and use it as some type of a witch hunt type thing. It was created as a vehicle to make a transferring process easier, not harder. Mm-hmm. So that's the history of that.
Because if you don't have any guarantees, you buy your property.
I've seen that happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has happened here.
Well, it happened a couple years ago.
It's usually under the palm on or something. It happens under private sales once.
Larry knew.
For me?
Larry knew.
He did know. Okay. I didn't know. He made like he was told. They took him down here. This is going to be your dock, and that's the way that we understood it. I didn't know.
When I bought my place, the realtor gave me Walt Weyrich stock.
Larry knew ahead of time.
Is that right?
There's a whole history behind that situation.
Okay, see, we didn't, we, we just went by.
I think Walt and I were friends.
Most people who don't have a dock know they don't have a dock, and if they can get away with selling a dock or giving a dock or that, they certainly did, because Corita's certainly a number one.
I was personally involved with that.
I didn't even know what it was.
That was for sale by owner. He wanted somebody to represent him. And I told him the history behind that cottage, and I told him flat out, I said, Larry, there is no dock license with that property. It got slid sideways through the previous owner. He said, I like that cottage, and I want to be over here on this side of the lake. I said, I'm telling you right now, that dock has been in question, and the dock number is going back to the owner it belongs to. He bought it anyways. I told the man not to buy the, and I'm the realtor working with, I said, don't buy this property, you're going to have a problem.
Right, but this is why we need to have something ahead of time, so that this doesn't happen.
And this is a good, this is
but it could happen to an innocent buyer where he did know. Mm-hmm. And I was under the understanding that he believed me, but he had a dock, he was so convincing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To us. I mean, to us, he did.
I told his attorney. His attorney called me and said, well, his brother would like to use the other side. I said, there's no way in the world his brother is going to get to use the other side.
Because it was actually infringement on someone else's
property. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. They knew everything up front.
Okay. So anyway, what do we want to do with this? Do we want Joe to look at it and maybe sit down with us? And okay. All right. I want to move on then. Well, before we move any further, how are we going to address that? Are we going to set a special meeting to just sit down with Joe to go through this? Or are we going to say, you know, are we going to do it on... When and how are we going to have Joe look over these particular things that need to be done?
I think we should have a meeting with Joe and address all the questions that we had, all the problems that we had.
He has a book, so you can...
Well, we gave him a copy.
We can have him look it over.
He has a copy. Give
him the numbers, say, read this, these
and
numbers.
And ask what he recommends. Okay.
And since you're now talking with Joe, Doug.
Yeah.
And you've made notes there and recommended maybe needs for resolutions. You could pass that along to him when he gets back.
This will be waiting for him when he gets back.
So then, you know, if we get his input, then we could just take it to our next meeting and go with his recommendations.
We've included a new work permit
form.
It's a little more detailed than the other one. It has the name for the permit holder, the mailing address, home phone, cell phone, lake address, lake phone number. Mm-hmm. Then we actually have a place here for the applicant to sign. That they understand if they deviate from the plans that they have been submitted and been approved, that it can result in the loss of the use of their district property.
Forms were already approved. That's the old one.
Yeah, this is the old one. Mm-hmm. The new one. They're self-explanatory, what you've got there. Then
we had to
took the gray book. Is that
one? My question is, did we talk about three inspections?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that in
here? It's in the gray book.
Okay. Okay, good.
I believe once they set the post, then we were supposed to go out and measure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, first we approved it, and then once they set the post, we go out and measure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the
final inspection. And that way we should not get two
too many structures that have been altered.
I can see the day coming when you're not going to allow any construction after Christmas. I can see it coming, make them put it in the fall.
I advise people to really do their permits now.
It's the best time to do it.
Get them all done, get them all up to the DEC, because the DEC runs a couple months behind sometimes.
I tell everybody to get your stuff done during the summer so you're all ready for fall.
Yeah.
Rod is getting more and more, because I tell everybody that.
Yeah.
I agree. See, on this work permit, we could put on there that we have the right on there if they're building a dock to ingress. You know what I mean? If they're not there, then we are out doing inspections. That they would sign, that they could sign this and give us prior approval. So then this way here, we wouldn't be trespassing.
You're not trespassing on our property.
I understand, Maggie, but people, if they're having a party or whatever it may be, I don't want to even get into it now. But it could be on there. It just to alleviate a problem.
Most construction, the lake is down.
No, I understand. Yeah. No.
Right.
Okay.
Typing anything with the 5-year thing on community docks?
Yeah,
did you see something in there? Yeah, under 5.62. Joe said that it should be removed, but it was in there. Should any applicant for space on a community dock remain the property owner or primary user for less than 5 years, the space will be reassigned by the RLRD commission to the new property owner or user. And it was between what that said and what the docking association agreements were that they put in place back then when they were expanding these community docks. There needs to be some real close looking at that.
The reason I think Joe recommended that is redundant. It says here, should any applicant for space on a community dock remain the property owner or primary user for less than 5 years, the space will be reassigned by the RLRD to the new property owner or user. So basically, that's a transfer. So that's why Joe recommended
less than 5 years.
Right.
More, but it would be 5 years or if before.
Well, see, yeah, this is where there's a you're saying more than five
well,
years. This is saying less than 5 years. But it totally needs to be reviewed.
It does, yeah.
Okay. But this is where the problem stems. From properties that have been inflated by a dock assigned to them when they were not necessarily the ones who should have been in line for it.
Right.
Like Mildred Reed on Trail 2, who's been waiting for a dock for years. Nothing was available there. So it was in there with the Community Dock Association expansion.
Yeah.
It's
just a redundancy because it goes to the new owner anyway. Whether they've had it for 5 years or 1 year.
Well, actually, what they were trying to do at that time, like I said, is try
but
to...
That's not
there
what
is, but there is more to read than just this paragraph. There is more investigation that needs to be investigated as to what the intent was at that time.
What?
There was specific things that were required for these 8-10 slip community docks. And part of it was that they, just the makeup of them.
My feeling is if it isn't in writing, we can't guess somebody's intent.
It is in writing in history.
All right.
Well,
so
it is in
see it. I just can't get into somebody's brain.
Now, I can't speak to all community dock agreements, but I can speak to the one that we have. And it's very clear about how those docks get assigned when property passes. Very clear. And has nothing to do with a 5-year rule that I recall.
You're right. There's
Because on your side of the lake and in your situation, it's not as congested with as many properties as was up in the Hillcrest area.
It does address ours, Doug, if it's expansions.
Yeah.
Any event, and that's what this is in reference to.
Oh, that's what you think this is?
Absolutely it is.
As they were expanding from 2 slips to 4 slips to 6 slips to 8 slips, and who got the benefit of that expansion?
Right. And that's in our community dock agreement. It says, if we expand it, yeah, and we put you on it, and you're less than 5 years, doesn't go with the property. Period. Done. End of discussion.
So it's just expansion?
Yes.
And then in some other areas, right, they have a rotating factor that if your property sells and you or if a property sells, that people on that community dock have first right of refusal to possibly move up to a larger, more
community dock.
Well, it is not.
Commissioners.
It is up to the commissioners, because it is the commissioners who assigned the license to use that slip.
Well, let me tell you something. On our dock, everyone signed, they want to keep their dock. People have electrical, they have battery operated lifts, they have
But that's solar what lift. That dock so association they, chooses.
That's what ours chose. Right. Everyone keeps their slip, mm-hmm, and it'll change because right. You don't want it, they didn't want to bump anyone else out of their slip.
Some of them are on a
Everyone is different. Everyone is.
But right. That's how right. Their association is.
Right. Correct. Somebody might want to move forward, right, and yeah, then the next right. Guy on gets.
That's right. But ultimately, the final decision is up to the Board of Commissioners because they're issuing the license. They may require the Community Dock Association to approve it before they transfer it, but it's up to the commissioners because we issue the licenses.
But it's based on how your association is written.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
That's right, it's based on, but the district accepted the association and how they were written before they even gave them the permission for the expansion of the back.
Well, that's right, they did accept it, so there it goes. It just flows from whatever the association says.
But when the association, when someone sells and they have a rotation, mm-hmm, then it's up to the association
exactly.
To decide the rotation.
Exactly.
But the district still approves it.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
If it's a different number, then they may just switch the
numbers.
Maybe that
should be switched.
Or the letters, whatever it may be.
I don't think we're getting anywhere.
No, we're not. I think we're wasting time.
I think you are, because if that was said, that it's if the Community Dock Association says this, then it applies.
That's right. We can't ignore it if the association says it.
So it's not in our minutes that way.
In our policy.
It's not in there.
That's why it should be expanded. That whole issue should be.
If it was put in that way, then everybody's in agreement.
There's a section that talks about the association agreement with the district and having that association agreement on file.
Yes. Right. That's right above. That's under the. That's where this whole section is.
But I think it
should. It'd be nice if everybody's association agreements were the same.
But they couldn't be because it wasn't developed the same. They weren't sold the same. They weren't expanded the same.
And everybody had their own ideas.
I know.
Yeah.
But if you made reference to it, that makes sense.
Yeah. So do you want to add that up in the, recommend that that be added?
Well, if the association puts it in, yes.
It's in their bylaws already.
Mm-hmm. It's in their bylaws. It would be in their bylaws. I know some of them have it. Not all, but some do.
Right.
Well, in 5.61, we say the RLRD requires right-of-way docking groups to form a docking association.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Use a basic agreement.
It should be tied together.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Well, and it says, any conditions unique to any association must be approved by the district and written in the agreement.
Mm-hmm. So what are we disputing?
Maybe right there it should say if there's the association states that the property, the dock doesn't transfer with the property, then the RLRD is in agreement.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we went back to that because of getting into that property transfer that not necessarily all docks eligible to be transferred with the property that's using them.
Right. But I take it it would tie it together, which makes sense. So if the association says somewhere down the road, maybe we ought to put that in, that any newcomers, you know,
are aware of it.
We'd be aware of what their association is doing. Because it doesn't say that.
Well, that's what brought me right up to the point of that one way. If you're doing a pre-sale transfer, and if it's in a dock, community dock, that the dock association should have some input before we just arbitrarily say, yes, it can be transferred. We don't know what, unless we research what their dock agreement is.
Because we don't have their bylaws on it, that's what we should do.
Well, if we don't have their bylaws on it, we should just revoke the whole licenses until we get them.
They should be on file.
They should be on file, but if we can't locate them, we'll request them, we'll give them so much time.
Any of these community docks that have been issued since the mid-1990s should absolutely have a community dock association agreement on hand. Otherwise, the moratorium wouldn't have been lifted for the construction of that dock to begin with.
There are some that are blatantly just not doing.
Most of these transfers you people don't even know are going to take place till after it's all done anyways. The sale is done and everything's over with.
You're right, we're the last ones.
You're the last ones to know about it.
Right.
We try to keep around it up. In tune of what's happening, but
it's all going to go over by the time the association even knows that somebody's even.
We know two sales down by Mike's. And you have no idea. Well, where are we here?
We are almost at the
video.
Let's see. You want to finish up down through
we're at 5 minutes.
Where do we finish at section 6? That's a good break point.
Break at section 6. Okay. All right. All right. Yep. So, eligibility.
Eligibility.
Self-explanatory.
It was 18.
5.63. And we just added the words, the following procedure will apply, to clarify that on 5.64. And Joe thinks we ought to increase our registration fee. That hasn't been increased in...
It's been 25 for as long as I know.
Yeah, I don't ever remember it being...
Which I think is a good recommendation.
I have to do a resolution for that.
Yeah, okay, resolution. Change. All right, very good. Okay, we've already talked about that.
I don't know if this would pertain to what we're talking about, but today Nancy received a phone call. Was about someone from down in the creek that rents it, right?
Yes, oh yes. Mm-hmm.
And we charge them $10 per season, correct?
That's what I was told. That's what, yeah, that's what Rhonda told me.
I think we should really increase that.
$5?
$5. It's kind of low.
For a season?
For a season.
I thought they were $40.
That's what Nancy was told.
No, you know, that's what Rhonda told me today.
I think that...
I think there is a resolution, though, that says people that are at, I don't know if it's Belka Beach, I don't have it right in front of me, but they are the people that are leasing the land. So you have to change in a resolution, then, I guess. Yeah. But it is out there that states that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like Doug said, we need a resolution.
Because I think we can generate a lot of income if we were charging $50 to $100 for the season.
I thought it was 40.
That's what I thought it was. 40. I thought it was 40 myself. That's what I actually...
Where's that resolution?
But we're trying to verify it today.
It was something in writing, but I don't know if it was a resolution or something. I saw $40 motion or something.
That's an actual resolution. I have the character.
It could get fit in with like people who live in the town of Rushford and the town of Canada.
Were $40 also.
Was $40. It was 40 years.
Yeah.
Right, but for the people in the creek, we found out today that it was $5, and I was really amazed because I thought it was 40 at least.
I thought it was $5 for district residents and
well, that's what it used to be for the sticker.
But we did away with that.
It used to be that when we...
Now it's a sticker.
Yeah, we did away with that.
But I think that we could generate some income and decrease our taxes, and not decrease them, but help increase them in the future.
But there's people that
rent trailers in the trailer parks. I would say there's probably $100 to $150. And you're talking $50 a track. You're talking quite a bit of money. I mean, when they raise our taxes 5%, it's like $12,000, $10,000 if we increase our revenue. So, I mean, if we can get it from there, that would stop us from getting...
I suggest we don't raise it too high because it doesn't appear like we have any enforcement authority.
Well, that would be the thing, but...
I wouldn't mind giving you $5, but if you want $100, I might say...
Well, even $50 to start.
Not for you.
Because
No. I mean, if I were...
But it really is not any way to enforce it.
They bring them in and dump them in on Monday through Thursday anyway, just to avoid even the $5.
Right.
That's my point.
Right. Yeah. See, I mean, you look in the creek and the trailer parks will be the first ones whose boats are in the water.
No, you're absolutely right.
Okay, action against misuse. We added the words, we're recommending adding the words of district property. And then these were already resolutions. And I think it was recommended on continued rejection of district demands will be followed by request to move all material and restore the property to its to the satisfaction of the RLRD. That was, did Joe recommend that, or was that just...
It was something we did.
We
were all talking one night, and they got put in.
And then, action to restore will be taken under court supervision. You felt the word comply was better?
Yeah.
That's only if we go through the actual order of conviction. When's the last time that's been done?
Yeah.
Did we have something that before?
I'm trying to think of the phone across on the other side of like the...
You didn't evict him.
No, but did...
You charged him with trespassing.
Yeah. Charged him with trespassing. Whatever.
Didn't
happened,
no order
did he,
of
did
conviction.
Did he get a fine or anything?
I don't know.
You guys elected for Judy or Dawn.
I think it was Judy. She was going to go out again.
Oh, was he?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, he got fine. He got something.
He was a guy between 6 and 7 that was told he couldn't use his place for the summer.
Right. It was silent, I think.
Yeah, and he was arrested. Yep. He was given an evidence.
Yep. He kept doing everything, even though he gave him notice. Mm-hmm. He didn't manage
to.
He
just defied it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Seifert. Hmm. Or Silek.
Last year?
No, a long time ago.
Oh, okay. A while ago.
Which you have jumped 5 years.
Oh, well, he did look at this.
Yeah,
this
he,
trigger
I,
thing.
Sorry.
Well, and Joe had recommended down there at the bottom 5.72. Joe thought we should include the canyon ordinance about jumping off at the...
I didn't get it either.
Yeah, that's what that means. Okay, are we done?
Yes.
Okay,
I need a motion to adjourn. Before we make a motion to adjourn, why don't we reschedule our next meeting?
Well, we've got a meeting
May 21st.
We have one March 21st, but I don't know
May
how full 21st. We're going to be. May 21st. I don't know how full we're going to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's going to be, I don't know if we should have another. Do we have two meetings in June or just one meeting?
Two.
4th
and 18th.
Why can't
June 4th and June 18th.
Why don't we do this
June
4th?
Okay.
That's cutting it kind of close. I thought you wanted to get to everybody, get it out to the people for the summer.
We do.
Well, we could schedule one for next week.
Well, right now, isn't it a meeting that needs to be scheduled with Joe to redefine some of these things?
Go, will he be even be back next
He'll
week?
Be back on
14th,
I think.
He's going to be away. until the 14th. That's next Friday.
Is there a weekend in between the 14th and the 15th? I wouldn't get to it that quickly.
The next meeting will be the 24th.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that we're going to waste a board meeting going through these things with Joe that are just really just more wording and verbiage.
I would give him the numbers and have him work on it. I wouldn't really need...
He's not going to be able to work on it until after the 14th.
Until what?
Until after that.
When he gets back. Yeah,
and I don't know what kind of a workload he has, so you know, I don't know what his work.
But the first step will be Doug will contact him.
Yeah. Okay, well, you could contact him, Doug, and then
I'll just see what he says.
He might get them work card for us.
And then maybe we can schedule a meeting, and then we can post it. At least as long as we post it 5 days prior.
Just last week.
Okay. So I need a motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye. Jenny and Dan, thank you very much.
Okay, you were here to kind of clarify.
Well, the old memory and everything.
We got it in our head. They lived it the whole winter.
Yeah.
Don't run away.
Nancy, you can't even access the computer?
No, I can do the computer.
Oh.
But I mean, like I need more of these passes because that's what I'm starting to use, and I don't know how to make them.
Yeah, that's right.